This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. So right now you got Three Best Friends show. And there's been a lot of discussion on this program about my vacation.
Yes.
Because while most people have things planned or someone who will plan them for them, I really, just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never really bothered me. I've gone many, many places on my own. I went to Dubai. I went on safari. I've gone to hedonism.
You have fun all by yourself.
Yeah. It's just easier for me to go alone. I had trip planned this year to go to Mexico with actually another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to cancel that. And then I just spent, you know, I've spent the last literally 3 months trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
So yesterday I booked something. So I've decided I'm going to go camping.
Okay.
And at first I was going to go camping, you know, at this little place I've been before. It's sort of surrounded by a fence. You know, you feel safe. You're right next to another person.
Sure.
Whatever. And then when I went to go book it, they were booked, as were like three other places.
Of course.
Because everybody's going away because why do you want to sit home? So I finally found a place. It's way up in Maine, and by way up, I mean 5 hours up in Maine.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're different up there, Kennedy.
That shouldn't exist.
And it's a place, it's a company called Tenter, and basically, it's sort of like camping for people who don't have camping stuff and don't want to be bothered with it. So it's an area that somebody owns. It's like Airbnb for camping.
Okay.
They own the place. They set up one of those very canvas tents with the platform. They make for you a bed, an actual bed with bedding and all of this stuff. It comes with, you know, a fire pit, a campfire.
That's how the Kardashians would camp.
No, they would not. They would camp much better than you know, a thing to keep the tent warm.
Sure.
Some accessories that you might need for cooking and such, an actual bathroom. I mean, not flushing toilet, but a nice with a door.
Yep.
And all of these things. But as I said, it is 5 hours into Maine, and it is so far off the beaten path. The town doesn't even have a name.
What?
And I'm going by myself. And when I say I'm going by myself, I mean Elvis isn't even coming because he had already been planned to be in training that week because I was supposed to be on my family vacation.
So there goes your guard dog.
So there goes my guard dog, although he's not really much of a guard dog. But still... is this the worst idea ever floated?
So you're going deep into the Maine wilderness by yourself.
Yes.
Yes, this is the vibe I'm feeling as well, Dan.
Are you by a body of water? Because all the good slashers are by a body of water.
I am. I'm about 15 minutes from,
Kennedy.
From a place that has waterfalls and such.
So you're telling me we went from Mexico, beach, piña coladas, shooting tequila... A beautiful, beautiful ocean.
Yes.
Then we were going to do cross-country road trip, which was also going to be amazing. You were going to stop along the road. You were going to see these great national parks.
Yes. Yes,
and now we're in the middle of Maine?
Yeah. Well, when you can't leave the New England area, it kind of narrows your scope.
You're going to get Canadian radio stations.
If a Kennedy screams in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does she make a sound?
Oh.
And there's no... electricity, and there is no Wi-Fi.
So I can't even contact you.
Nope.
I'm driving up.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
You know, I figure I'll bring lots of books.
Yes.
They say that the star watching at night is unparalleled because you are in the middle of nowhere. It's really close to Canada, but obviously I can't go to Canada. But I've never been that close to Canada. And it'll be a fun road trip because, you know, I love a road trip. It's the best I could do with the hand that I was dealt.
Right.
And I really am happy that you're going. I'm happy that that you found something. And I think that it's going to be good. But I'm just really scared.
Yeah. I've watched a lot of Friday the 13th movies, so maybe that's clouding my judgment.
I mean, I could drive into town every day and text you guys and let you know that I'm
I'd
okay.
Really appreciate
just
that.
Saying,
selfishly, yeah.
I'm not saying anything's going to happen to you. I'm just saying you should wear shoes you're comfortable running in.
Yes.
Kennedy.
From the 781 Criminal Minds, starring Kennedy.
So, because this is your first time camping, right?
My first time camping in the middle of nowhere by myself.
Okay, so you, yeah, without someone helping you.
Yes, 100%.
I want to make sure that you're up to snuff so you're safe because I care about you. So I went where I get all of my camping knowledge. I went to BuzzFeed and pulled up a quiz.
Perfect.
Oh, a quiz on camping?
Yep. BuzzFeed has a quiz on everything.
Okay, let's go.
I did a Harry Potter one yesterday. I got 6 out of 8. Question number one. What is the final proper step to extinguish a campfire? Is it A, drown with lots of water, B, stir with a shovel, C, drown with water again, or D, feel with the back of your hand to see that it's cold?
I'm going to say stir it.
Incorrect. So don't start a fire.
What's the answer?
It's feel with the back of your hand to see that it's cold.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you, Dan.
You said it comes with a campfire, though, so maybe they come around and put it out.
No, I'm a good fire maker, I guess.
You were a Girl Scout.
Oh, 100%.
Were you?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, all
that's cool.
Until seventh grade
or
something.
So she knows how to do most of the things.
Do you remember any of your Girl Scout training?
All of it.
Oh, wow. I was a Cub Scout, and I don't remember anything.
Well, all I really learned to do was make a fire and whittle and use a buddy burner, so it's fine. Make egg in a hole. On top of a can that used to be a coffee can? No? Just me? Okay.
No. Your campfire spot should be at least blank feet from flammable objects.
Blank feet?
5, 10, 12, or 15.
5.
No, you're not doing good at this.
5?
That's so close to 5.
5?
Well, how do you keep your tootsies warm?
Kennedy, you can't be 5 feet away from the fire.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm 5 feet.
Which type of material is not suitable to create a fire with? Kindling, fuel, Bumble, or Tinder? Two of those are dating apps.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Fuel.
Wrong. It's Bumble.
Okay, that's just stupid. Bumble? Oh, I see, because Tinder. Go ahead.
Oh, you'll keep going? Because this isn't good for you.
That's all right.
True or false, fire is made up of heat, fuel, and nitrogen.
Yes.
Wrong.
There's oxygen in there, too?
Fire is created by heat, fuel, and oxygen, not nitrogen. You're going to do great in 5 hours deep in the woods of Maine.
Well, I'm learning now, Dan, so
yeah,
I won't have to worry about it later.
We're prepping you, that's all.
You're going to come back like with a Maine accent, like a flannel. I'm just picturing it.
There won't be people around to help me understand what a Maine accent is.
You'll still transform into one. I know you will. If you're that deep, you come back different.
I was going to go buy some flannels.
Yeah, have you ever been that deep in Maine? The people are
just
different.
Just once. I went white water rafting and skydiving there, but...
Oh, you better hope there's no one around.
Oh, Kennedy. From the 508, Kennedy, we go 4.5 hours into Maine where it takes 45 minutes to get phone service. You may even see the northern lights. Okay!
Oh, that's cool.
We need to get walkie-talkies.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. All jokes aside, you're going to have a great time, and I think it's awesome.
I'm so scared.
I'm supposed to be back Thursday, so just...
pit.
All right, guys. Eddie's going to drive all the way to Maine. Like, I was just in the neighborhood.
Just seeing if you're okay.
Hi. I brought some Trulies.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.